KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. After a judge sided with Oregon, which sued to stop President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Portland, the White House now confirms that California National Guard troops are headed to the city, and that state's governor is planning to sue.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the president's move, quote, a breathtaking abuse of power. Now, when it comes to that block from that federal judge, it is temporary. It lasts for 14 days, but Oregon had been intending to seek an extension of that block.
ABC News White House correspondent Selena Wang. The Illinois National Guard has received official word from the Department of Defense authorizing a deployment to Chicago, according to a state official. That official confirmed the mission will involve 300 guardsmen tasked with protecting federal property. The official also says it'll likely take a few days for those troops to be deployed. And still no deal to fund the government, now 5 days into a federal shutdown. This is ABC News. According to the National Weather Service, Saturday was the second wettest day in history for the Salt Lake City area.
Heavy rain started with thunderstorms around 6 a.m. and by noon, most of Tooele County had picked up more than 2.5 inches. That's more than the city averages for the entire month of October. That's more than what the city received for all of June, July, and August. And it all happened in about 12 hours.
ABC's Alana Brophy. OPEC, the Alliance of Oil-Producing Countries, has agreed to boost oil production, citing the global economic outlook. The group has been raising output all year. And Taylor Swift isn't just breaking streaming records with her 12th studio album. The corresponding movie, the official release party of a showgirl, debuted at number one at the North American box office this weekend, raking in $33 million. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another came in second. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
Getting ready for game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Cubs and the Brewers held workout sessions at the ballpark before game two of the divisional series. First pitch 8:08 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester had been expected to start for the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy has changed his mind.
Murph, what are your pitching plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
The Cubs will start lefty Shota Imanaga. How did they react to that 9-3 loss to the Crew on Saturday? Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, like, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us. So, and it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, lows around 43, and it will be continued breezy. For Monday, partly sunny, 62 are high. Some frost Monday night with lows in the mid-30s. For Tuesday, sunshine and a little breezy, high of 60.
Currently, 66 degrees. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Mattner of Mattner on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Mattner on Air. Jane Mattner, Greg Buck, and Calvin Mutinoff. Coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same to do both, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show today, it is our final, last day of the multi-state text to win green and gold.
A lot of people were like, wait, last one of what now?
I know.
What?
Right? Wait, they're hanging on your seat. Yes, it is the final day for our Go for the Green and Gold text to win multi-state contest. So we're going to give you the word, the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app only in just a second. So stay tuned for that. But again, today is the last day for our contest. It's been great. Mm-hmm. Up for grabs today. $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. The grand prize. Big prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So we have the keyword coming up in just a second. Stick around for that. Get your phone ready. Open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app.
It's pretty easy to do, folks.
It is absolutely free.
See what she did there?
We do have Lisa Schiller coming up from the Better Business Bureau after the 9:30 news. This pops up every once in a while when I'm surfing or playing games on my tablet.
Yeah.
Play our game. We'll pay you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good deal.
Almost too good.
It does. Yeah. So we're going to talk to Lisa Schiller about these offers about play our game online and we'll pay you billions and billions of dollars. Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller will be here to talk about that and other scams.
Yep. We're coming up on the holidays, folks. Holidays are almost here.
Yep. And there are lots of holiday related scams. So Lisa Schiller is going to be joining us in just a little bit after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, because it is Friday, Dan Schaefer will be here to recombobulate. He's also Civic Media's political editor. Another name
seriously being considered.
Now on the edges of potentially entering the Wisconsin governor's race.
They were thinking about it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're seriously considering. We'll tell you who it is, but you got to tune in when Dan gets here.
Yep. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sock It To Me edition. Stay tuned for that. It's another good one. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Get your phone.
Oh, boy.
Open it up.
Okay.
Open the Civic Media app.
All right.
Text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Behave yourself. Luck is the word. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck, and you are in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. And then you're also in for the grand prize drawing to club-level indoor seats when Green Bay hosts Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word LUCK, L-U-C-K. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in via the Civic Media app only. And then your next chance, you still have chances yet for the rest of today.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a shot with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, 5 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn. Pete Schwabba gets the last one during Nightlight tonight at 7 o'clock. So make sure you listen. Make sure you text in. The key word for this hour is luck, L-U-C-K, and good luck. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. It's a good time.
It is a good time. We'd love to see where you're listening. We have Joyce in Post Lake.
Oh.
We have to look that up now. This is how we learn all the places in Wisconsin.
We start with just pure incredulous, like, that's not a place.
There's place like that.
And then we're like, oh, it's a village in Wisconsin that's just north of Madison. Okay, great.
Good to know. Luck is the word, L-U-C-K. Ooh.
Post Lake is an unincorporated community in Wisconsin, and it is located below Upper Post Lake.
Of course.
I'm not kidding you. That's what
I'm sure.
Let's see here. Let's look for the biggest. It's just outside of Minocqua. Well, not just outside of Minocqua, I should say.
It's Minocqua adjacent.
It's actually next to Tomahawk and Merrill. So,
all right.
So we're talking northeastern-ish Wisconsin.
Love it. Brian from Mosinee and Tim from Waukesha and Anne-Marie in Brookfield and Jill in Madison. Keep those entries coming in. Text in the word on the app, LUCK, L-U-C-K. Before we jump into day two of the shutdown, lots to talk about there. Greg's wearing his very nice Brewers hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Brewers will be facing the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow. In the 2025 NLDS postseason bracket. Not who you wanted to see, Greg Bach.
I wanted, like, if I had to see Craig Counsell make it, I wanted to see, like, at least the Brewers, like, flame out. Be like, all right, at least I can clap for Craig Counsell, whatever. But I don't, my whole head hurts right now. My body doesn't feel good. I can't feel, like, real pure joy at this moment. Everything hinges on the next few days. And I really, really want the Cubs to lose. No, I take that back. I really want Cubs fans to lose.
I think that's the more accurate.
Yeah. That's more how I feel.
So we do have coverage tomorrow on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our coverage will start at 12:35 tomorrow. And you can listen to the game, but again, it's got to be on terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. We can't stream it because of various legalities. So you can listen to the game tomorrow on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at 12:35. It's going to be okay.
Will it?
Well, it's going to. We have games to play.
I'll text you my thoughts at 4 o'clock in the morning if this doesn't go the way you think it goes. So
feel free to text in and try and comfort Greg at 855-752-4842. You're not alone. I'm sure a lot of Brewers fans are feeling the same way as you. Yeah. It's just kind of hopeful with a side of dread.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens again. Brewers,
more dread than hopeful at this point, yeah.
Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at AmFam Field with our coverage starting at 12:35. So we are in day two of the shutdown. It's been interesting seeing some of the different comments from various people involved on the Republican side about the shutdown.
And figuring out, how did they get a job?
Yeah, one wonders sometimes. Yeah, well, it's about loyalty. It's not about qualifications. We have a clip from Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Mike Johnson, talking about the government shutdown and Russell Vogt, who is the head of the Office of Management and Budget. Russell Vogt, of course, the author of Project 2025.
It exists.
And it's being implemented. And about a third of it has already been implemented.
I've heard reports of 70%.
Yeah. It's pretty well in in the works already.
Yeah.
But let's play this clip, Calvin, from Mike Johnson talking about Russ Vogt and how he feels about firing people.
It is up to the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, to determine how those resources will be spent. He has that responsibility given to him by the Democrats in the Senate. They can't complain about it, and he doesn't want to do it. But in this scenario, what they have to do is make very difficult decisions. Most of the responsibility falls to Russ Vogt. He is the director of the Office of Management and Budget, as you know. Whomever is seated in the chair at OMB during a shutdown has to do the same thing. Russ does this reluctantly.
Yeah.
Makes him feel bad.
That's weird, Jane, because I was watching, I know it sounds weird, but I was watching Fox News the other night, and Mike Lee was on there talking about.
Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, by the way.
Talk has wonderful things to say about everybody in the world. I clipped a little bit, just a little bit, of his idea on how Russ Vogt feels about the possible firings that will come from this government shutdown. Calvin, you can play that clip.
Because Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah. Sorry, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, whatever you want to call yourself, liar, third liar in charge. I don't believe that he doesn't enjoy this when he authored a book that was about gutting the U.S. government and instituting a way of being that hooks to his values, which he's a Christian nationalist.
Yes, he is.
He is a Christian nationalist.
Yes.
And taking apart our government little by little, instilling all the power into the president, as they've been trying to do for a long. This is not, by the way, this is not this is executive. I can't remember a theory about executive power, funneling all the power to the executive branch. This was taken on by Bill Barr, who now speaks ill of Donald Trump. So I do not believe for a moment that the author of Project 2025 has a personal moral quandary about instituting firings, about layoffs, and about and slashing departments down to the bone when he wrote that book. I believe Mike Lee.
Yeah, I do too. Also, because there's a quote from Russ Vogt before Donald Trump was reelected, when we were talking repeatedly about Project 2025, and we had people calling us and saying, it doesn't exist. I haven't heard about it. None of my friends have heard about it.
Not a big deal.
It's not a thing. This is a quote from Russ Vogt. Quote, "We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. When they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry. We want to put them in trauma," unquote.
What a Christian-sounding thing to say about other human beings. Also, you know that some of those bureaucrats are Republicans, right? They have jobs in those offices, too. Are you going to find them work? Will there be enough work to spread around to even the loyal? Because that's the other thing, too, is just because you're a loyalist doesn't mean you get rewarded.
Look at Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, God, do I have to? I mean,
look at the fallout from. Look at Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
They use you up for what they need, and then they spit you out. Yep. And these guys are going broke over this movement.
Brett from Brown Deer texting in, listening on WAUK. He says the actual percentage of Project 2025 already made into law in Trump's first 6 months is 47%.
Okay.
Brett, I haven't seen that before, but I appreciate you texting that in. And Sue also asked on the text line about the Brewers game. Our coverage starts tomorrow at 12:35. The game itself starts at 1:05.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to clarify. Yep. So again, our coverage will start tomorrow at 12:35. A little pregame action.
This is bad.
It is bad. Yes, it's very bad.
And there are people online who actively root for it, who will be so affected by it.
Russ Vogt, that nice. He just wants to inflict a little trauma.
And they don't care about you.
Isn't that nice? We have a little more coming up, and we're going to hear from Kevin Hassett on ACA premiums going up. He has some insight for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our final day of our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway, so get your phone, open up the Civic Media app. Text in the word luck, L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app only.
Yes.
And that gets you in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, baby. We could all use that. Gold jewelry. And then the grand prize. Everyone is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck until 10 o'clock, L-U-C-K, and then Tom Hartman will have a new keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We were talking before the break about the shutdown, government shutdown. A lot of people concerned about their, if you're on the ACA, if you're on the Affordable Care Act, also Obamacare is the same thing. There's a lot of concern about people's premiums skyrocketing.
Yes, at the end of December, premium tax credits that cover a portion of people's payments on the ACA are going to go away. And the conservative estimate is between 50 to 75% will the premium will go up.
Yes. Kevin Hassett who is part of the Trump administration, appeared on some podcast. I couldn't exactly identify where he where this was.
It was on Meta. It was presented by Meta with two individuals interviewing this guy. It didn't have a logo or anything.
Here is his explanation on the premiums going up for the Affordable Care Act. Kevin, play that clip, please, from Kevin Hassett.
There will undoubtedly be some economic impact if the healthcare premiums skyrocket, right? I mean, if we don't see any kind of extension of this, how do you view the economic impact of it? You know, if they just go by the wayside?
We'll just have to wait and see what happens at the negotiation. We'll have to see where people end up.
I mean, it's 75% increase or more. I mean, you're talking about a big increase in premium.
But don't forget, the 75% is off of a really low number. Mm. And so when you're looking at the dollar changes, then, a partisan would cite the percentages, because if you go from a small number to a slightly bigger number, then the percent change is huge.
Smiley Kevin Hassett, if you're a partisan, you look at the percentage of the increase instead of looking at how little they're paying. So therefore, that 75% increase isn't an increase, or it's just not going
to
be that.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter enough for you to care at all. But the thing is that because I have to suss out what he's saying, because he is speaking in his stupid speak. I'm sorry. I'm tired of respecting these people. He says something. So there's the platinum plan, and he makes the claim in another part of that clip that people pay zero amount. I couldn't find anything that said that. All I could find was that people on the platinum plan pay 10% of the premium, with the
subsidy.
The subsidy covering 90% of those people on the ACA. 1% of individuals are on the platinum plan. You don't pay zero, you pay something, and something times 75% is more than that something. And I believe you looked it up. The average cost to a person on the ACA was $477?
I believe so. There's a lot of room there. If you're on the ACA, by the way, we would love to hear from you and what you are paying in premiums. 855-752-4842. And don't forget, a lot of small businesses use the ACA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I worked for a company that used the ACA to get their health insurance. And we had to consistently move health. We had to move from providers, because doctors could throw us off their plan, because individual doctors who don't work directly for a hospital can do whatever they want. A hospital can take the ACA. This was my understanding back in 2015. If a doctor is private practice, they can choose not to take anyone on the ACA.
Sure.
If they work for a hospital and the hospital takes ACA, there's nothing. They take it. We were going through systems where doctors were just throwing us off so much that we couldn't get coverage. We had to keep going. And also, just that 477 that I saw you looking up, with that 75% increase, 477 a month will go to 852. So I know that Kevin is rich.
Yeah, I was trying to find out his net worth, and I've seen everything from $400 to $500 million.
So yeah, 75% increase for him on his health insurance. Well, he has government health insurance because he works for the government. So it's great. It's wonderful. But it's going to be an increase. It's going to be a lot. Nobody pays zero that I could find. If someone pays zero right now, call us and let us know. But he is some of the most heartless discussion points I've heard. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's not so bad. If you do a 75% increase on a low number, it's just low.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just low.
It's low to me no matter what.
Exactly.
I can afford it because
I'm worth half a million dollars.
To heck with these. I don't have to care about these people, and I don't care about them, even if they voted for us.
And please don't fall for the lie, because that's what it is. Yeah. It is a lie to say that Democrats want coverage for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That isn't accurate.
It's one of the chief criticisms of the clip we put up on Instagram this week, with Dr. Lyerly saying it plain that undocumented folks cannot get health insurance. Everyone's like, do your research. We did.
Yeah, we did.
And a doctor told us too. So I guess, sorry, we win.
When we return from the news, we're going to talk about video games. They say they will pay you to play.
Ooh.
Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will join us. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. After a judge sided with Oregon, which sued to stop President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Portland, the White House now confirms that California National Guard troops are headed to the city, and that state's governor is planning to sue.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the president's move, quote, a breathtaking abuse of power. Now, when it comes to that block from that federal judge, it is temporary. It lasts for 14 days, but Oregon had been intending to seek an extension of that block.
ABC News White House correspondent Selena Wang. The Illinois National Guard has received official word from the Department of Defense authorizing a deployment to Chicago, according to a state official. That official confirmed the mission will involve 300 guardsmen tasked with protecting federal property. The official also says it'll likely take a few days for those troops to be deployed. And still no deal to fund the government, now 5 days into a federal shutdown. This is ABC News.
Getting ready for game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Cubs and the Brewers held workout sessions at the ballpark before game two of the divisional series. First pitch 8:08 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester had been expected to start for the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy has changed his mind.
Murph, what are your pitching plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
The Cubs will start lefty Shota Imanaga. How did they react to that 9-3 loss to the Crew on Saturday? Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, like the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us. So, man, it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, lows around 43, and it will be continued breezy. For Monday, partly sunny, 62 are high. Some frost Monday night with lows in the mid-30s. For Tuesday, sunshine and a little breezy, high of 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matt Nair. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee. Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, today is the final day of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Get your phone, open up the Civic Media app if you haven't yet, and text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck, and you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then up for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Text in the word luck, L-U-C-K. Tom Hartman will have your next keyword for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, so stick around for that. Right now, we're going to talk scams, baby. We're heading towards the holidays, and Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Good to be here always. How much time do we have to talk about scams?
I know.
Honestly, if it keeps us from talking about politics for like an hour, I'm fine.
I saw this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tamia Folks had this byline, and the story says, this app says you can win money by playing games. Wisconsin users say they are not getting paid. Now, I do play games occasionally, Lisa, on my little notepad, whatever, and I'll see those ads pop up. Play our game. We'll pay you $700 billion. And, you know, and it sure looks like it's a great thing. And I was always taught if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, that's my line. That's my line, Jane. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So this is a company that actually has had a Wisconsin address. It's called Playful Rewards. And we started hearing about them in April. Consumers were coming to us from all over the country and in Canada. We've received about 36 complaints. And they're alleging that they're playing games through this Playful Rewards platform. They're apparently downloading an app. They complete tasks and achieve different levels. And in turn, they earn rewards, which they then can turn in to cash rewards, really through gift cards.
Okay.
So the pattern we were seeing was that consumers were saying that they would turn in those rewards for when it would come to about $20 or so, $30, $25. And, you know, I think they were probably testing it. They would receive the gift card. And then they would say, oh, you know, this is working. This is real. I'm going to play for more.
Sure.
And so they would turn around, play for more. And then when it was, you know, came time to cash in, you know, $100 or more, that's when they started filing complaints because they were being told that they had done something wrong or they didn't qualify and they were not getting those rewards.
This might be a really silly question, Lisa, but how are these companies making money? Or is it just about getting your information? Is that all they're mining for? Is our personal data?
You know, I can't even tell you for sure, but, you know, very likely. I mean, you know, obviously our data is there. It's being collected. Where it's going, nobody knows. You know, so, yeah, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, we're still, you know, reviewing complaints. We're trying to work with the company You know, and basically, you know, the company is responding to most complaints. We're seeing just really the same response, you know, kind of a copy and paste.
And I have to imagine, like, with any, I mean, whether it's a game or just like a rewards program at a restaurant or whatever, everyone offers a rewards program.
Sometimes,
now.
Yeah.
The amount you have to pay, buy, do, whatever is never really worth the reward. Like buy 12 sandwiches, get one sandwich for free. So I imagine that these individuals who are playing, they're playing probably quite a lot in order to get this money. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's probably breaking down to a very low wage to play these games. And that doesn't mean, though, Lisa, that every single one of these is a scam, because PJ on the live stream said that Fetch Rewards is legitimate in Madison, and Microsoft has apps you can play. You can earn gift cards as well. So it's not all of them are scams. But so that leads me to the question of, what should people be on the lookout for? Or is it just about looking for reviews so people can keep themselves aware and safe from these types of situations?
Right. I mean, you know, and you said it exactly right. And, you know, people are spending a lot of time doing this as well, you know, and I guess, you know, it breaks it down to be the principle of the whole matter, which is, you know, where if the consumer says, you know, hey, I followed the rules and, you know, I was supposed to get paid, and you're not, you know, following through on your end of the promise, you know, and I mean, we're getting about 8 inquiries a day on this particular company alone.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's, it is a lot. It is a lot. We've received over 500 inquiries since April. I mean, it's a lot of people. So, you know, generally when we see our inquiries, our inquiry numbers large like that, that means people are checking on the company. Hopefully before doing business, they're reading our report, which is very thorough on this company. We have some very thorough custom tech. You know, we're explaining what we're seeing and the pattern of complaints. We've kind of summarized it for you, even though, you know, keep in mind, you can go into our report and read every complaint word for word, and the company's response and any rebuttal. So you can, get a good feel for what you're getting yourself into and whether or not you want to move forward. But I also feel it's people inquiring on the company that, you know, are going to maybe turn around and file a complaint because, you know, they're looking to see the experience from other people. And like you mentioned, Greg, reviews, yes, that's very helpful as well. We have currently 4 reviews on this company that consumers have written. They are not positive. You can read those too, word for word. Always a good idea to check on a company. And, you know, the caller had mentioned Fetch Rewards. I can tell you offhand, we do have a report on that company, and you can read that report thoroughly as well. So always do your homework.
Yeah.
It's, and also too, and this just seems like an aside though, you know, when we think of scams, we think of, you know, fly by night. We've given them our money or our time. They pack their bags and they leave
and
town.
They're gone.
And it's a PO box, but they're actually responding to customers, but in a way of saying, well, sorry, you didn't do this one thing right, so you don't get the reward. And it's just a very interesting, for me, it's an interesting story because I expected a scam just to be a typical traditional scam. Like, oh man, I gave them my money and now they're gone. But this is actually a company, it's just not very, very good. Like they're, I guess I can't think of a very fun way of saying it.
Well, I just think they're finding reasons not to fulfill this agreement.
It's almost like they're an insurance company.
Let's deny the claim. Yeah, you're right.
If you're just, there we go, microphone. If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, we're speaking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. We're talking about scams, specifically one that's offering you rewards for playing games on your phone. And I want to point out again, this does not apply to all games or all companies that do this. There's just this one specific. What's the name of the company again, Lisa?
It's called Playful Rewards.
Okay.
And I do want to say, you know, we are not calling this a scam.
Yeah.
You know, and consumers are contacting us a lot of times through our BBB scam tracker, you know, which we've talked about on the show. It's a great online tool. You can report scams and fraud. And we're, you know, anyone that reports it to that portal, we are asking them to turn around and file a complaint or write a review instead. You know, consumers get that mixed up all the time. You know, they think because they feel they've been scammed, they call it a scam. when we kind of turn around and go, this is, you know, a company with an address, they're in communication with us. So please, you know, file a complaint and let us attempt to assist you in resolving this.
Well, that actually kind of opens up a whole new line of questions for me. I mean, for myself, I just equate bad with scam if people aren't getting what they want for the money or the time. So can you tell us what for you as the Better Business Bureau qualifies a situation from like this where it's a company to a scam? What are your needs to have to happen to say this is an actual scam?
Well, you know, generally scams are, you know, don't have an address, you know, first of all. So robocalls, phishing scams, imposter scams. I mean, you know, those are all the kind of things that we see on our scam tracker on a daily basis. Those online shopping scams that we've talked about on the show before, you know, consumers are jumping online or they're answering ads in social media platforms and they're, you know, thinking that they're purchasing, you know, a brewer's t-shirt for, you know, $9. Mm-hmm. And, but there's no address on the website at all. You know, there's no contact information, but they're moving forward. They're putting their payment information in on those websites. And then they're either getting nothing or something is coming maybe months later from, you know, overseas. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of thing that we would consider a scam. I guess basically, you know, I mean, geez, how do I explain it in my own words? You know, generally something without an address that, yeah, you know, we know really doesn't exist, you know, robocall, those text scam, you know, those text messages that, you know, go nowhere or yep, you have to click on a link and oh put in all your information. Yes.
Yeah. Another scam. And I don't see as many of these as I used to, but there used to be all of these online quizzes. Where should you live? You know, what's your perfect job? Come and answer this little questionnaire, and it's just a fun, light thing. You know, where was your high school? Where were you born?
What's your social security number?
But it's, you know, what's your dog? What was your first dog's name?
Yeah.
Those kinds of things are basically mining your information. You give them your dog's name, you might use that as a password.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, people don't realize this often. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm scrolling through Facebook and you know, a friend of mine will put up something and say, hey, you know, check the boxes on all the, you know, countries you've been to or states. And it's like, oh, this looks like fun. I have a few minutes, you know, and people do it, but you're exactly right. I mean, you know, it's hard to explain to people that scammers actually can, you know, take that information and use it against you.
Yes.
Those little pieces of information that you're giving away, it is really valuable to, you know, a fraudster.
Hey, once you tell them where you were born, and if you let them know the year that you were born, you have given up a whole bunch of information that you may not have realized you just did.
So true.
And something I want to make clear too, because we've talked about this before, there tends to be a belief that, oh, scams and these types of trickeries, you know, old folks got to watch out, elderly got to watch out. No, this is for everybody, especially what you just brought up, Lisa, as far as buying something like a t-shirt online, especially in the age of click the thing, buy with one click, and it's done. People aren't looking at the website. People and we're so used to buying things online, young people and electronic devices, they don't look to find out if it's real. And they almost expect to be screwed over or scammed a little bit by like having to wait 7 weeks for something to coming from Germany. But really, this advice is going out to everyone, regardless of your age, especially in the age of one-click buying on the internet. So,
yeah. And you know, we live in this instantaneous age right now. Everybody wants something, you know, yesterday. And I have a 20-year-old daughter, so I see this all the time. She sees something online, click, 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 and, you know, she's purchasing it. And I'm like, you got to slow down. Yeah. You have to, you know, who are you dealing with? I mean, you have to know who you're buying these, you know, pieces of clothing from.
See, don't feel badly, because even Lisa Schiller, who works for the Better Business Bureau, has people in her own family who do it. So we all fall for it. It's something we all fall for. We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau on the other side. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's bad to talk about something you don't know about.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a little over 8 minutes. No, 8 minutes and 3 seconds. Don't make me math.
It's like a little over 7 minutes.
You don't have a lot of time. Time is running out. That's what it is. It's getting short. Text in the word via the Civic Media app, LUCK, L-U-C-K. LUCK is the word. Text it in via the Civic Media app. It is our the final day of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest, our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and the grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota, November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck. You have just until 10 o'clock, and then Tom Hartman will have a new word for you in the 11 o'clock hour. Right now, we are joined by our friend Lisa Schiller over at the Better Business Bureau, talking about various scams and ways to protect yourself. And Halloween decorations are up now, but Christmas stuff is already in the stores.
Absolutely. And Lisa, you know, we have you on usually around this time or maybe a little bit later to talk about those holiday scams. And they're not just holiday, you know, specific. They're just around everything that happens around this time, whether it's buying gifts, shipping gifts, returning gifts.
Charities.
Charities. Yes. Charity. I don't want to say scams or schemes. Just I'll just say people can fall for things. What should we be on the lookout for? Okay, I'll break it into two pieces. What are the regular things people should be on the lookout for in the holiday season? And is there anything new that you're seeing that people should be aware of specifically for 2025?
Well, let's see. I mean, there's so many things to talk about during the holiday season. I mean, gift cards are big. You know, that's one of the most purchased items, right, for people. People want them. People love to give them. They, you know, one size fits all.
It's easy.
Every year we see a lot of gift card issues, especially during the holidays, because that's when, you know, the sales are ramped up. So you really have to pay attention to those gift cards. You know, make sure that the packaging hasn't been tampered with when you're purchasing them in the store. Make sure that the little section on the back hasn't been scratched off, and the number, it has been read to somebody that, some scammer. Gift cards are a big thing. Charities, actually October through December is charity appeals time. So, we start seeing a lot more donation requests.
Right.
Start making donations around this time, and they lead with their heart instead of their head a lot of times. So the reminder is out there to really know, who you're donating to. I mean, we're so generous, Americans, and especially Wisconsinites. It's great to, if you can donate or whatever you can, and you want to give to your, favorite charities, that's fantastic. But you really have to make sure that you're giving to a charity that, is really the charity that you believe you're giving to. So in other words, if you Google the word breast cancer, which we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month right now, you Google the word breast cancer, you'll come up with thousands of different charity names. So there's so many, copycat names. So just, be very aware of that. Take time to look up that charity. Better Business Bureau has a charity arm. We have a whole website dedicated to it, give.org, where we reach out to charities and organizations and ask them for information about their mission, their vision, where their money's going. We want to see their financials. So charity scams is like you said, Greg, I hate to use the word scam all the time, but let's just be aware and do a little research before we shop online or
donate online. Yeah. And the one thing I always say too, Lisa, if you can give locally, if you can give, if you want to donate to a charity, donate to a local charity, something that's located in your community where you can find them. You can drive to their address. You know they exist. We're big animal supporters. So, various animal shelters, and I get appeals from them all over the country. Mm-hmm. But I like to keep it local as much as possible because I've talked to these people. I've been to their facilities. I know they exist.
Great advice, Jane. Yep. I couldn't have said it better myself. Absolutely. Stick local whenever you can. And across the board, try to do business, locally whenever possible,
contractors
that,
At least, redcross.org is pretty much a solid, we know that that's a legitimate organization. So some of those, but you have to be careful. Anybody can make letterhead look legitimate these days.
Right. Very easy to make letterhead, look legitimate and steal someone's logos, steal their copy, steal their address, all of that. Absolutely.
I mean, even I would say just like a good start too, and not just the letterhead, but like with the email address. If you get something that looks official, just click on the email address. If it's from the group, it will be a legitimate, like a lot of times it'll say, give to the Red Cross, and the email address will be like ZYXF25. Yeah. Like it'll just be a very convoluted set of numbers. But if you just check the email address first, and even like Google, like, oh, are they looking for help? Is there an appeal going on? There's ways. It's a couple extra steps, but I think in this matter of your security and safety, it's worth it, especially when you want to give to charities, because if you get scammed, then you get scammed, and so does that charity.
Yeah. Scam Tracker, take advantage of the Better Business Bureau website.
All of that stuff will be on the show notes today in the show, so you can click on Better Business Bureau. I got the Scam Tracker set out specifically as well, so you can find out everything you need to know. Really appreciate your time, Lisa, as always.
Thank you.
Take care. Always good
to be with you guys.
We'll get you back in a couple months as we get a little closer to the holidays. Stay close. We have news coming up next, and then we are recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, will be here. This is Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Lisa.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll sue the White House over its efforts to send California National Guard members to Portland, Oregon. It comes after a federal judge earlier this weekend blocked the deployment of Oregon's own Guard troops to that city. Another day and still no deal to open the government. Democrats are looking to undo cuts to Medicare, and Senator Cory Booker tells ABC's This Week it's an unprecedented point in U.S. history.
We are, for the first time in America ever, we're on a moment where, because of Donald Trump's attacks on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, on the verge of tens of millions of Americans losing their health care, and most of Americans experiencing a significant rise in their health care costs.
Republicans are demanding a clean bill funding the government into November.